Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, what y'all know about this?
Now on the hot track, melt like it's hot wax. Put it out, all the stores, bet you can shop that. Leave a nigga with a hot hat.
Hey,
when they used to do all this music video.
It's like trying to get all in the camera.
Video man, like what you
doing? Mace in the back.
Hey, take it, take that. Yo, what is going on? Oh man, we are here back at it again. As y'all can see, we got the AfterBuzz Stevie J and Jocelyn show. We have the episode 2, Truth Hurts, because the truth hurts, which we always do.
It does. That's why we lie.
That's right. But
not me, but
before we jump into it, let me introduce myself. My name is Jimmy V. I'm on
Jimmy V.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Be Your Own Dad. Holla at me. And
hey,
who are you?
I am Khalil Abu Boo. Hey, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, and I might follow back.
Uh-huh.
I needed a word because I was running out of space. And I don't know.
So if you guys don't know, last week we featured our intro song of a song that Stevie J produced, and this song that you are hearing too as well, Stevie J did produce this back during Bad Boy days. I'm not right. I'm talking
bad
about
boy, baby.
Here. But he's got some hits under his belt.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And this episode is all about he's trying to find the confidence to tell the Puerto Rican princess the truth about her being in this big time film. Do you think she's a household name?
No.
No. And why?
No.
Because I agree, but I just want to hear your reasoning.
I feel like she's not a household name. For one, she hasn't been out there that long, as far as like in the public's eye. She hasn't been out there that long. And you haven't, she doesn't have that many different, things going on as far as projects that have her name out there for her to be like that popular, you know what I'm saying? At least not that they're like really in the public's eye that I'm aware of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know every single thing that Jocelyn Hernandez does, but there's not enough stuff out there in the public's eye where it's like, oh, okay, she was in this, and he was in this, you know, to get your name out there to different crowds of people.
Mm-hmm. Which, me, I only know her from Loving Hip Hop, obviously. And I did just want to speak. There's a big misconception about being popular in Black Hollywood compared to white Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Now, before y'all say, oh, he's a racist, blah, 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 let me break it down for
break
you.
Break it on down.
Okay, so
break it on
we
down.
Got Black Hollywood with all these reality shows, you know. And if you're talking about that, everybody knows who Jocelyn Hernandez is, the Puerto Rican princess, turns up, all this stuff. Then when you go to white Hollywood, not too many people know of her. Why? It's because everybody knows the love and hip hop demographic is Black people.
I'm about to put it in even simpler terms. What's the chick name from Lisa Ray?
Oh,
I was on set, and I asked this girl who was not of color, do she know who Lisa Ray is? We went to every person on that set. that was not of color and asked them, do you know who Lisa Rae is? They said no. It was like three of them that didn't know who she was.
That's a shame. Wait, they haven't seen that
Lisa
body?
Rae. Lisa Rae, dog.
They haven't you feel seen me? The body?
Lisa Rae.
If
they
you know who Lisa Rae. Lisa Rae is, put a one in the comments saying that you know Lisa
They ain't
Rae.
Know Lisa Rae, dog. That's if they shame. Don't know Lisa Rae, they don't know Jocelyn Hernandez. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Exactly. So, just so, and if you don't know who Lisa Rae is, she was the beautiful actress from the Players Club back in the 90s, of course. But to get back on topic, so to be a household name, you can't only be known in one demographic.
You got to be
demographic.
Justin Bieber, dog.
Yeah, you got to be known a household. Everywhere. You got to be Justin Bieber. And obviously, if they're going to try to sell this movie, they need household names. Now, does everybody know Stevie J? No, but I think he's more popular than a Jocelyn Hernandez.
I give you that.
Okay. So with this whole episode, they started off, of course, Stevie J and his man Tony is getting a manicure and pedicure.
That's right.
Do you tend to get some?
I've gotten one in my life.
One in life? Okay.
It was exhilarating. It was amazing.
Okay.
Look, we got pictures of Lisa Rae. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
You guys would like to see some Lisa Rae pictures.
Hey, appreciate that.
You can keep that up all show. I do not mind. Look
beautiful
at her.
Right there. Yes.
Look at Lisa. Man. Go ahead, Lisa. We love you, Lisa.
You bad girl.
Anyway, continue.
Sorry, viewers. Lisa Rae got our attention. But me, I have not gotten a manicure.
Yeah, well, you should do it.
Pedicure, yeah.
Let me tell you when I found out it was okay to do it. When Bernie Mac said he did it.
When
Bernie Mac said he got a mani and pedi, I was like, you know what? It's all right. If Bernie could do it, I could do it.
That's right. Right. Bernie Mac himself did approve it. So I might go.
We good.
Check
Fellas,
it out.
We good. You could do it.
Which is why I wish we had a female here, which Trine couldn't join us today due to she had a few things, but she will be back in the future. But I don't even feel comfortable asking you this question. But do you know where I am going? Yes.
When does the beefcake get? I said first thing in the morning.
Is that true?
That's for me. First
Is
thing in the
true?
Morning. Yeah. Wake up in the morning.
Morning.
Hello. How you doing?
It's there. So while getting a manicure and pedicure, is that true? I just wanted to know.
Nah.
Okay.
Not for me.
That's enough.
I mean, everybody has their own thing.
Okay. So that was just Sleazy J being Sleazy J.
But I don't think it's weird at the same time. Because, like, I have my... I don't think it's weird.
It's tough. Okay. We're here.
Yeah.
All right. So we find out Jocelyn gets her own place, which obviously she's got her own bread. She, you know, she's Miss Independent. I don't need Stevie J.
She's 28 now. She's a grown woman.
Uh-huh.
28.
And
she's learned everything by then.
So come to find out, Stevie visits over there, and he wants to bring her back. And she's like, you gotta get your shit together. I'm a Puerto Rican princess. Blase, blase, blase.
The thing is, like, I always hear about the issues, but they're never, like, concrete issues. Like, it's always, like, there's an issue, okay? There's an issue. They never say what the issue is, nor do we see the issues happening. I mean, we do see, like, some little creepy stuff or whatever that he's, like, being a perv. But we never really see, like, something like, all right, come on, son, you was wrong for that. Like, no. So, it's just kind of, after a while, it's just kind of like, what's that old one? The boy who cried wolf.
That's right.
After a while, it's just
you
like,
keep saying
again.
it's something, mm-hmm. it's something.
Yeah.
And then it just gets old.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, one, I think they could most likely have said that for ratings wise.
Yeah.
Because it feels like Jocelyn is always on to something with Stevie. I mean, he might have looked at someone wrong, might have took a breath of air at the wrong time, and she was like, no, that's
right.
So
I was supposed to be breathing.
It was my turn. Not yours. So, with all this in conversation, they decide they should check out Therapy, in which we saw 3 years ago when they first visited a therapist.
That was so, I was so happy for that flashback. Shit, let me just say, that was one of Stevie J's shining moments.
Right.
That that needs to be up on his Stevie J's shining moments. That just needs to be a wall. It needs to be a list. And that needs to be up there because that was awesome. I love that part. That was great. He brought both of them into therapy. Had them sit down.
He brought the bus.
That was awesome.
That boy crazy.
So now we bring him back to therapy again. But this time it's just Jocelyn.
And it's just them two. And before we get on what happened in therapy, we were talking off camera about the idea of actually going to therapy. Me, personally, I've never gone. I come from a Haitian background, so when I actually spoke with my mother about the idea of going to see a therapist, she said, only thing you need is God, and that's it. So do you have any experience?
Black people, we got to open our horizons, okay? Look, all right. Therapy, ADD, all that stuff, that is real, okay?
Yeah.
All right, you black people, stop acting like these diseases ain't out here real, because white people, they getting slips that they ain't got to go to school on this day. They getting all kinds of passes because they believe in this, and other people believe in it too. Black people, we got to start taking better care of ourselves. That's all I'm saying. Yes, I have been to therapy.
Okay.
One time, because my mama forced me to go, but I wouldn't mind going just so I could just sit and talk about myself. But I just can't afford it.
Right,
so,
exactly. And the whole idea of therapy is having a person that has no idea about your situation look in so they don't have a premeditated point of view.
See, I would definitely do therapy if I had a little bit more money, but I'm good. I'm kind of, you know, so I just do stand up. But anyway,
okay.
Go for it.
So then,
it's almost the same thing.
Which we see within this therapy session, the therapist has Stevie and Jocelyn act out each other, which was very funny and great because it shows how your partner perceives you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Stevie J was on point.
Killed it.
But I think Jocelyn was on point too.
Exactly.
Which is why it's still kind of, I understand why these two work together good relationship wise. I don't know about
I didn't see it. So what did you, how did you see it? Cause I didn't see that.
When you can make fun of your partner without taking it seriously, that just shows the bond is very tight.
Yeah.
If you making fun of your girlfriend after only being with her about three months or something, she's going to get in her feelings quick and be like, is that what you think of me?
Right.
And then it'll just be a whole blah, 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 blah.
Okay. Okay. I can see that. I can see that.
So after therapy breaks down, we get into the
favorite part of tonight's episode.
Engineer, if we can get some lights up in here, because it was a party on the show. Let's break it down quick.
This
was
put the lights back on.
Hey, let's get it.
Favorite part of the episode.
All right, so Stevie J, we know he's about his business.
All about
the business.
We
know he meets with all types of people.
All types of people.
So he meets with people in the porn industry.
And who do we have guest starring on tonight's episode?
Skin Diamond.
Woo! And they got the purple lights going.
Hey,
this is that's what I'm talking about.
What are the ones?
I saw, as soon as I seen it, I was like, I know I've seen you before.
I've
seen you before.
Which, I might do some extensive research myself. But, you know, she is obviously good at what she does.
She said, I'm a guitar. I'm a guitar.
You see Stevie J come out?
And he was like, yeah.
I like that.
You know, your boy Sleazy J is a freak.
And that was hilarious because we saw the actual Stevie J come out at that point.
Oh, it was awesome.
I bet when Jocelyn saw that footage, she went off.
Jocelyn walked in and she got a little turned on, I felt like.
Which
I felt like
did.
She walked in, she was like,
yes.
What's your name? Skin.
As
how you doing?
We seen that Stevie J is apparently the creative director within this meeting, and they team up with this with this industry here for Stevie J to make some projects.
His skin diamond was looking like a bag of Reese's Pieces.
Looking like a Snicker. What you mean?
Yeah, that's what he said. Like, he said a bag of Reese's Pieces.
And then we find out that Stevie J actually invites Jocelyn to the photo shoot, which I thought would have been a horrible idea, but she kept it professional.
As professional as... Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, fine.
She's in Hollywood now, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying there's a huge... Well, I've never been to Atlanta myself, so I don't know how things go down over there. But I just think when business is going down, you have to stay professional.
Yeah.
But she actually does give Stevie some great, I don't know if it's criticism or advice, and she's actually with it. And Stevie J joins in on the action.
That didn't surprise me, though. Because
they've had their experiences in the past.
And the way that they talk about how they get down, it didn't surprise me at all.
Right, right.
So I was just, it was a twist to like see Stevie J just like cut to, he's half naked and he's got an XLR cable wrapped around his neck. I don't know why, but
how would you feel if you were in that position that Stevie J was in?
I mean, I would be very blessed, and I always thank God for all my blessings and experiences in life. I make sure to do that every morning and every night.
Amen.
But in that particular situation, I don't know. I would have felt like there's one too many people here, and maybe I would have gotten a little distracted and wanted to do other things than just take photos. But that's just me.
Talk about it. We are the men of this after show, man.
That's right.
But as we saw by the ending of that episode, we've seen that. They didn't actually show them actually speaking, but as they zoomed out, Stevie Jocelyn invited them back.
Y'all should come and play with said, us.
Oh, yeah.
For a play date.
So Stevie got a few more on the bus, man. That. Stevie J man.
I'm gonna have some play dates. Uh-huh. I ain't had a play date in... Yeah.
Whoa, Khalil. Whoa.
Because they called it a play date. They said you should come over and play. It was a play date.
Now I know
they
why.
They set a date. Come over and play. It was a play date.
Now I know why he knows who Skin Diamond is. So, hey.
I didn't mean it like that, but
it makes sense.
I was thinking the same thing.
Right.
Same thing.
So then we finally get to the whole idea of this episode was breaking down the truth to Jocelyn that Paige, who is a part of the team producing this movie here, Paige doesn't think Jocelyn is a household name, and Jocelyn goes off and she calls her fake.
Okay, here's my issue with, if we're going to be completely honest. I question the validity of, oh, we're going to take Jocelyn out, but Stevie, you can still keep your position. Not to say that Stevie is that much bigger than Jocelyn, but if you're going to have Stevie J star, what difference does it make if Jocelyn stars?
Like, exactly.
So it gets me to question, like, all right, how serious and true is this? Or did y'all just make this up to have something to talk about in the show?
A part of the storyline. And which we've learned from past reality shows and all that, they do make up all this fake drama, you know, for something just to have them talk about. I did like how Jocelyn called it out straight and said she wants to see Paige, because Paige was smiling in her face at the party, like, oh yeah, we're gonna have you, blah blah blah.
That's
and
LA.
Then behind closed doors, she's doing a whole different situation. So I'm excited to see that breakdown. Do I think they're gonna actually beef and have fight? No. But I think
Paige ain't swinging on
Jocelyn
nobody.
Is gonna show her ass as she
usually
does.
Always does. It's gonna be very entertaining,
which will be all over Instagram probably, and they'll get the ratings that they are looking for.
That's right,
because that's what reality TV does. But yeah, and that's pretty much what broke down this episode here. Your favorite part of this episode?
I feel like we covered that, but you can never cover too much. Shout out to Skin Diamond and Stevie J in that photo shoot.
Shout out to Skin Diamond, and she was actually a penthouse pet. I actually made sure I copy that down.
Copy that.
Because, you know, I'm going to do some research later on. But, yeah.
Me too.
So, hey, shout out to Skin Diamond.
Shout out to her. Shout out to everybody who know who Lisa Ray is.
I know, right? Big shout out to y'all. And for everybody who knows Jocelyn Hernandez, because the grass is
out here trying to get them coins. Them M's. The millions.
Stevie,
as she put it.
I need my checks. Okay. And that is a wrap for our after show this episode. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Please make sure you comment below. We did see your comments for you fans of DJ Jesse J. That is a busy man, but I did pass on the word for you. he did say he would love to, but he does a show at the same time. But we might work something out for y'all. But thank you for always coming back to check out. Make sure you comment. Let us know what you thought. I'm your boy, Jimmy V. I can be found on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Be Your Own Dad, where they can find you at, boy.
I'm Khalil Boo Boo on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo. And hey, if I said anything that offended you tonight, my bad, dog.
My bad. We will catch y'all next week.
Next week, though.
Same time, cuz.
What's up?
I got time today.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.